Fraud fighters assemble. Protecting our stores, protecting our community. Howdy folks, Mike Hernandez here. Welcome sales associates to this edition of Dive from C-Store Center. In this Fraud Fighter Bootcamp edition, we're not just cashiers, we're the guardians of the restricted aisles. We're here to learn how to spot those who try to bypass the rules when it comes to age-restricted products. Think smokes, booze, and lottery tickets. Decoding the tricks of the trade. Fraudsters might seem like masterminds, but they often leave clues. Here's what to watch out for. Fake IDs, these can be tricky, but look for inconsistencies in printing, blurry photos, or mismatched fonts. Trust your gut, if something feels off, it probably is. Here's the thing, fraudsters are getting more creative, so paying attention to the details is essential. Inconsistencies in printing, blurry photos, or fonts that look slightly different from the rest of the text are all red flags. Sometimes, the material itself can feel off, a little too flimsy or laminated in a way that seems unprofessional. Now, trust your gut. There's a reason we emphasize that. If something feels off about an ID, even if you can't pinpoint exactly what, don't be afraid to take a closer look or call a manager. Here's a real example to illustrate this point. Mark, a cashier at our Elm Street store, once had a customer trying to buy cigarettes with an ID that looked legitimate at first glance. However, something about the customer's nervous demeanor and fidgeting with the ID made Mark suspicious. Mark politely explained that he needed to examine the ID closely, following company policy. As he looked it over under the special light provided at the register, he noticed a slight difference in the coloring of the state seal compared to a genuine ID he kept as a reference. Seeing him scrutinize the ID, the customer became flustered and quickly admitted it wasn't real. This story highlights the importance of examining IDs closely and trusting your instincts. Extra attention to detail can go a long way in preventing the sale of age-restricted products to those who shouldn't have them. Remember, folks, you are the first line of defense against fraud, and your gut feeling is a powerful tool. Now, let's move on to another tactic fraudsters use, suspicious behavior. Keep your eyes peeled and your wits sharp. Suspicious behavior, nervousness, sweating, excessive talking, sometimes. People trying to pull a fast one get a little jittery. Watch for folks who seem eager to rush the process or avoid eye contact. Fake IDs are one thing, but sometimes the person raises a red flag. People trying to bypass the rules often get a little jittery during the ID check. Here's what to watch out for. Nervousness, look for fidgeting, sweating, or excessive blinking. These can all be signs of someone feeling anxious about getting caught. Excessive talking, sometimes people trying to distract you might talk a lot, ask irrelevant questions, or try to crack jokes to lighten the mood. Don't get sidetracked, stay focused on the ID check. Rushing the process, people with bad intentions might try to rush you through the transaction. They might seem impatient or keep glancing around like they're worried someone will catch them. Remember, not everyone who's a little nervous is trying to commit fraud. But it's worth paying closer attention to whether these behaviors are coupled with a questionable ID or a sketchy situation. Let's look at a real example. Sarah, a cashier in our Bayside store, once had a group of teenagers approach the counter with a case of beer. One of them, clearly the most nervous of the bunch, kept shuffling his feet and avoiding eye contact while presenting his ID. He also kept trying to joke around and make light of the situation. Something about the entire scene felt off to Sarah. She politely yet firmly explained that she needed to examine all the IDs carefully, following company policy. As she did, she noticed inconsistencies in the birth dates on two IDs. The teenagers, realizing they were caught, mumbled something about forgetting their real IDs and left empty-handed. This story shows how suspicious behavior can be a fraud red flag. By staying calm, following procedures, and monitoring body language, Sarah prevented the sale of alcohol to underage customers. Remember, folks, trust your instincts. If something feels off about a customer's behavior, take the extra time to verify everything before completing the sale. Now, let's shift gears and discuss another tactic fraudsters use, tampered packaging. Keep those eagle eyes peeled because sometimes what's on the outside matters just as much as what's on the inside. Tampered packaging, look for ripped or resealed packaging on age-restricted products. It could be a sign that someone's trying to sneak something and they shouldn't. We've discussed fake IDs and suspicious behavior, but don't forget to inspect the product. Sometimes, fraudsters try to tamper with packaging to sneak out age-restricted items. Here's what to watch out for. Ripped or resealed packaging, look closely at the packaging, especially on multi-packs of age-restricted products like soda or beer. Are there any tears, uneven cuts, or signs that the cardboard case has been tampered with? Does the seal seem re-glued or not quite straight? These could all be signs that someone's trying to sneak something and they shouldn't. Mismatched packaging, be wary of any inconsistencies in the product itself. For example, a 12-pack of soda with visible resealing or slightly altered packaging could be a red flag. Remember, most manufacturers take pride in their packaging quality. If something seems off about how a product is wrapped or sealed, it's worth looking closer. Here's a real example to illustrate this point. Jessica, a cashier at our North Street store, once had a customer attempt to buy a 12-pack of Coca-Cola. The cardboard wrapping around the pack had been tampered with, but what caught Jessica's eye was that the end of the 12-pack had been sealed using Scotch tape. Suspicious, Jessica politely explained that she needed to check the packaging more closely. As she carefully examined it, she noticed the cardboard ends had been subtly opened and resealed near the bottom. Upon closer inspection, she discovered several Coca-Cola cans had been replaced with beer cans. The customer, caught red-handed, admitted they were trying to buy beer without showing ID. This story highlights the importance of inspecting the packaging of age-restricted products. A quick check for rips, reseals, or anything that looks out of the ordinary can go a long way in preventing fraud. So, next time you're ringing up multi-packs of any type, take a second to examine the packaging. It might just help you foil a fraudulent attempt. Now, let's talk about another sneaky tactic fraudsters use, teamwork. They might not wear matching outfits, but they can work together to bypass security. Keep those eyes peeled for these dynamic duos. The distraction duo, sometimes, fraudsters work in pairs. One might distract you while the other tries to sneak something past you. Stay alert and keep an eye on the whole interaction. Alright, team, we've covered a lot of ground on spotting red flags on their own. But remember, fraudsters aren't always lone wolves. Sometimes, they work in pairs, what we like to call the distraction duo. Here's the deal. The bait and switch, one person might engage you in conversation, ask a lot of questions, or create a scene to distract you. While you're focused on them, their partner might try to sneak something past you at the register or grab something restricted from the shelves. Stay alert. The key here is to stay alert and keep an eye on the whole interaction. If someone seems overly chatty or agitated, take a moment to scan your surroundings and ensure nothing else is happening. Let's see how this teamwork tactic plays out in real life. Michael, a cashier at our Walnut Street store, once had a customer approach the counter with a basket full of groceries. While the customer unloaded the items, their friend lingered by the cooler section, seemingly browsing drinks. Michael noticed the friend kept glancing back at the register and fidgeting nervously. As Michael scanned the groceries, the customer started asking a barrage of questions about store loyalty programs and promotions. Something about the entire situation felt off to Michael. He politely excused himself to grab a brochure for the customer, using the opportunity to glance quickly toward the cooler section. There, he spotted the friend discreetly trying to shove a six-pack of beers behind a stack of juice boxes. Caught red-handed, the duo mumbled an excuse and left the store empty-handed. This story shows how the distraction duo tactic can work, but also how staying alert and aware of your surroundings can help you foil their plans. Remember, teamwork is key for us, too. Don't hesitate to call a manager if you ever feel suspicious about a situation. Together, we can create a strong defense against fraud. Now, let's talk about the technology available at your disposal to help you be a fraud-fighting champion. Group activity, case studies, and action. Alright, grab a partner and let's put our skills to the test. Here are some real-life scenarios. Scenario 1, a group of teenagers approaches the counter with a six-pack of beer. One shows an ID that looks too pristine for someone who just turned 21. Group discussion, what are the red flags here? How would you handle the situation? Red flag breakdown, let's break down what's suspicious here. The group context, the fact that a group of teenagers is attempting to buy alcohol raises suspicion. They might be using the older looking members to purchase for the underage ones. Pristine ID, a brand new ID that looks perfect, even though the person just turned 21, is a definite red flag. IDs usually show signs of wear and tear when used regularly. How to handle, here's how we can tackle this situation as a team. ID check routine, even though this seems like an obvious purchase attempt by an underage group, go through the routine of checking every single ID. This shows the group that you're serious about following the rules. Scrutinize the pristine ID, politely explain that you must examine the ID closely, following company policy. Look for mismatched fonts, inconsistencies in the printing, or anything about the material that feels off. Manager assistants, don't hesitate to call a manager if you have any doubts about the ID. A second opinion can be helpful, especially with potential fraud. Remember, a team, even experienced cashiers, might get fooled occasionally. It's best to proceed cautiously and always go through the proper ID checks and procedures. Another critical question to consider in this scenario is what you would do if you confirmed the ID is invalid. Would you refuse the sale? Would you contact a manager to handle the situation? Discuss this with your partners and come up with a plan of action. Scenario 2, a customer tries to buy cigarettes with a state ID that seems worn and faded. The birth date is difficult to read. Group discussion, what steps should you take? Would you involve your manager? This one requires some careful decision making. What to consider, here's what you need to think about in this situation. Wear and tear, IDs naturally wear out over time. However, excessive wear and tear and a birth date that's hard to read are red flags. It could be a genuinely old ID or someone deliberately trying to obscure the birthday. Company policy, remember those store-specific procedures we talked about? Some stores have a policy that if the birth date is hard to read, the ID shouldn't be accepted. How to handle, here's a good approach. Close examination, politely explain to the customer that you must scrutinize the ID. Use the specialized lights provided to decipher the birthday. Request additional ID if you still can't verify the birthday. Ask the customer if they have another form of identification. This helps determine whether they're a forgetful adult or someone trying to pull a fast one. Involve the manager if unsure about the ID's validity. Call in your manager. They have more experience spotting fakes and can make the call if you need to refuse the sale. Important note, sometimes a worn and faded ID might simply belong to someone who's had it for a long time. That's why it's important to remain professional and polite, even when you need to ask more questions or verify with a manager. Remember, teamwork is essential. Discuss with your partners, develop a plan of action, and don't be afraid to ask for assistance when needed. Scenario 3, a woman attempts to purchase lottery tickets while her teenage son keeps fidgeting near the restricted items display. Group discussion, is this suspicious? What additional observations could help you make a decision? This one's tricky, so let's analyze it carefully. Is it suspicious? Here's the thing, a fidgety teen near the restricted items area could be concerning, but it's not necessarily a definite sign of fraud. Here's why. The teen's behavior, fidgeting, could be a sign of nervousness because the teen is trying to sneak something. On the other hand, maybe he's bored and waiting for his mom to finish the purchase. The woman is a distraction. Sometimes fraudsters work in pairs. The woman buying lottery tickets might be trying to distract you while her son attempts to snatch something. What to watch for? Here's how to get more information to determine the situation. Observing the teen, discreetly pay attention to the teen's movements. Is he glancing your way a lot? Does he seem to be pocketing anything? Engaging the woman while checking her ID, you can casually ask, just picking up a few tickets for yourself, or is it a gift for someone? Her answer might reveal whether she actually knows who the tickets are for. Important note, even if in your gut you feel something is off, without clear evidence of wrongdoing, it's difficult to refuse the sale based on suspicions alone. However, you can stay extra alert, monitor the situation carefully, and subtly check if anything is missing after they leave. Remember, teamwork is key. Discuss with your partner, share your insights, and develop solutions to prevent these potential fraud attempts. Technology, our partner in crime stopping. We're not just relying on our eagle eyes. Our stores are equipped with some fantastic tech to help us, too. ID scanners, these nifty gadgets can verify the authenticity of IDs in seconds. Don't be afraid to use them. Now that we've sharpened our skills for spotting red flags, let's talk about some awesome tools at your disposal, ID scanners. These handy gadgets are like tiny fraud-fighting superheroes. They can verify the legitimacy of an ID in seconds, giving you extra peace of mind. Don't be shy about using them. ID scanners are there to help you, not replace your judgment. Here's why they're so valuable. Fast and accurate, scanners can quickly check for signs of a fake ID, including altered birth dates, mismatched photos, and even invisible security features embedded in genuine IDs. Reduced errors, we all try our best, but sometimes, even the most eagle-eyed cashier can miss a tiny detail on an ID. Scanners help minimize those human errors, giving you an extra layer of confidence. A scanner success story, Mark, a cashier at our Elm Street store, once had a customer approach the counter with an ID that looked convincing at first glance, but something about it felt off to Mark. Just to be safe, he decided to use the ID scanner. The scanner beeped with a red light and displayed a message indicating a potential fake. Mark politely explained the situation to the customer, and upon closer inspection, they discovered the ID had a slightly blurry photo, a dead giveaway. The customer admitted it was a borrowed ID. This story highlights the power of ID scanners. They can be a valuable tool in your fraud-fighting arsenal. So, next time you have a customer with an ID that raises an eyebrow, don't hesitate to use the scanner. It's a quick and easy way to get some extra verification and confidently complete your transactions. Now, let's talk about another helpful tool you might have at your store. Surveillance cameras. They might not be as flashy as ID scanners, but they play a vital role in security. Keep your eyes peeled for our next section on effectively leveraging them. Security cameras, high-definition cameras, are there for a reason. They deter potential fraudsters and can help us identify suspects if needed. We've covered a lot on how to spot fraud in the moment, but don't forget about our silent partners in crime prevention, security cameras. Those high-definition cameras lining the ceiling aren't just there for decoration. They serve two important purposes. Deterrence, just the presence of security cameras can discourage potential fraudsters. They know their actions are being recorded, which makes them less likely to try anything risky. Identification, if a fraudulent transaction does occur, security footage can be a valuable tool for identifying the suspect. Clear video recordings can help law enforcement piece together the crime and apprehend the culprit. Security cameras in action, let's see how this works in a real-life situation. Sarah, the cashier in our Bayside store, once noticed a customer acting suspiciously around the lottery ticket dispenser. The customer kept glancing back and forth and seemed to be trying to block the view of a security camera. Sarah became extra vigilant and carefully scanned the customer's ID. While the ID seemed legitimate, Sarah's gut feeling told her something was wrong. Remembering the security cameras, she placed a lottery ticket booklet in front of the camera, giving it a clear view of the customer's entire body. Her hunch paid off. The customer, startled by the movement, accidentally knocked over a display next to the camera, revealing a hidden device used to tamper with lottery tickets. The customer fled the store empty-handed, and the security footage helped police identify and apprehend the suspect. This story shows how security cameras can be a powerful tool, not just for catching criminals after the fact, but also for deterring crime in the first place. So, remember, you're constantly operating under the watchful eye of these security cameras. They're there to protect you, the store, and our customers. And by being aware of their presence, you can use them to your advantage in fraud prevention. Now, let's discuss another key element of a strong defense against fraud: excellent communication and teamwork. By working together and sharing information, we can create a watertight shield against would-be fraudsters. Conclusion: you're more than just a cashier. By being vigilant, working together, and utilizing the tools at our disposal, we can create a shield against fraud. You're not just scanning barcodes, you're protecting our stores, upholding the law, and promoting a safe environment for our community. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. Have you ever encountered a situation where you suspected a fraudulent purchase attempt? How did you handle it? What can we do as a team to stay ahead of potential fraudsters and keep our community safe? Remember, every responsible sale we make is a win for our store and customers. Let's keep those fraudsters at bay and be the ultimate guardians of the restricted age aisles. Thank you for tuning into another insightful dive episode from C Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Dive from C Store Center is a sink or swim production.